is God listening to me? You know, a few weeks ago, I was doing Bible reading and devotion with my son, who's 10 years old, and he asked me, he said, Dad, how can God listen to me? You know, and I said, what do you mean, son? He goes, isn't there about 2 billion Christians in the world? I was like, well, yes, what's your point? And he said, how can God listen to 2 billion people at the same time? God is not human. His capacity is not one at a time. You know, I'm very limited. I'm a man, so I can only do one thing at a time, right? All the ladies say amen. Multitasking is difficult for humans, but for God, he's not human. How is he able to listen to so many people at the same time? Well, only he knows. As I was saying, the very first question, like we're not able to fully explain creation. We're not able to fully explain God. But what we can know is that if this God exists, and I believe he does, the many, many reasons point towards the existence of an intelligent designer that's not human, that's beyond human, that is outside of time. This God is powerful. This God is able to be everywhere at the same time. As Christians would know that God is in three persons, and one of the persons of God is the Holy Spirit. And as Christians, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. That's pretty crazy to think that God's Spirit lives in you, right? But it's pretty powerful to think that God's Spirit lives in us. That's the closest and most intimate thing to be able to consider, that inside this physical body lives my spirit, and inside the same physical body is God's Spirit. And it's so close, you know, and you might be thinking, how come I can't hear God? Well, it's not like he's not talking. The question may be, are we listening? Do we know how to listen?